Yesterday, much excitement. It was time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the quarterly official statistical release.
Out came the stats on unemployment, and good news, it's down at a six-year low. Great, but average wages are also down. Here's Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England.
Pay growth has been remarkably weak, even as unemployment has fallen rapidly.
Wages for April to June were down 0.2% when compared with the same quarter last year. But the economy is growing, inflation is low, so why haven't your wages gone up? Let's have a look at some of the possible reasons.
The disproportionate creation of low-paid jobs.
Here's Mark Carney again.
It also seems there's been an increase in labour supply at a given wage rate.
More people might have found work in the last quarter, but if all of those new jobs which have been created are relatively low-paid, like this person's...
There's a lot of long hours, like 12-hour shifts. It's a lot of hard work for not enough money.
Well, that pushes the average wage statistic down.
People deferring their bonuses.
If you exclude bonuses from yesterday's figures, average wages actually increased, but still only very slightly, up 0.6%. This is partly due to a funny quirk. You see, the figures for last quarter are compared to the same period last year, April to June. But last year, many companies deferred paying out big bonuses. They paid them in April instead of March, and that was to take advantage in the cut to the top rate of tax. So, some high earners got paid lots more last April, and that means that last year's average wage figure was disproportionately high.
People working more part-time jobs or turning to self-employment.
Yes, more people have jobs, but plenty of those are part-time. Others have turned to self-employment and are struggling to make ends meet. Next.
Our productivity is a bit rubbish.
And we can't get paid more if we're not producing more.
Productivity is still about 4% less than its pre-recession level.
Mark Beetson is the chief economist at the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development.
So essentially, the amount of value each of us is producing isn't actually increasing, and that's why wages aren't increasing in line with inflation, I think.
And then there's this.
Come in.
Hi, boss. How are you?
What do you want?
Could I have a pay rise, please?
No.
A lot of people just can't get a pay rise, like this lady.
I'm a teaching assistant in a secondary school and I last had a pay rise about 7 years ago.
In many cases, the best way to get a pay rise is to get a new job. But during the recession, people have been trapped with their employers who have offered them no extra cash. So asking for a pay rise to no avail could be just one answer to the question, why haven't my wages gone up?